Broadcasting live from the Biz 1190 studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for the Business Radio X Week in Review. We know you're busy, so we've got you covered. Catch up on the week's top Atlanta business headlines and meet the industry execs and thought leaders who move Atlanta's bottom line. Now, here's your host, Dana Barrett.
All right. Hello, everyone. It is Sunday. It is noon. It is August 18th, and this is the Business Radio X Week in Review. I'm Dana Barrett, and with me today, as always, my producer, Mike Roy. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing just fine.
You know, it's another cruddy day here in Atlanta. I don't know what is with this weather, but now it's like we're in fall slash winter, and it's August.
Yeah, and that makes me happy, honestly.
Well, the cooler temperatures don't bother me, but I'm so sick of the rain. Oh, I'm not going to spend hours complaining about it because we don't have that much time. But
although I think it deserves hours worth of complaining about.
It does. So feel free at home to start the complaining. Well, in between listening to us, of course. The number here in the studio, 404-231-1190. If you want to call in and share your comments, we would love to have you. You can also tweet your comments to me at Dana H. Barrett, or you can just tweet with the hashtag BizRadio, B-I-Z Radio. We have some great clips lined up from this week on Business Radio X, and of course, some stories and headlines to catch you up on. And we'll have some shameless plugs, shameless self-plugs, as always, and some thoughts on the general purpose business of everyday life. But before we get into all of that, I have a couple of events around town that I want to let you know about. So get out your calendars, get your pens and pencils, or get your fingers hovering over the keyboard so you can jot these down. A couple of really good events coming up. First of all, there's an organization in town called Prevent Blindness Georgia, and they do exactly what it sounds like they do. They help prevent blindness. So all over North Georgia, they screen children to make sure that they have the proper vision to be able to learn once they get to school, and they also help adults who are unable to afford eye care with assessments, retinal screenings, eye exams, etc. Anyway, they are having a fundraiser called Bruise and Choose for Vision. It's Friday, August 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. It's at Monday Night Brewing, and $30 ahead of time, or $40 at the door. A portion of that is tax deductible. There will be raffle tickets. There will be all kinds of fun prizes and whatnot. The way to get tickets online is www.pbga.org, pbga.org. And just FYI, some of the things they'll be giving away: two Southwest airline tickets to anywhere in the continental U.S., a Chateau Alain escape package featuring dinner for two and an overnight stay and breakfast, some Ray-Ban sunglasses, tickets to Six Flags and Stone Mountain. So lots of great stuff there and a fun event. Again, it's Bruise and Choose for Vision, pbga.org. All right, moving on. Also, the 2013 Green Business Conference is coming up the 23rd and 24th. That is for businesses interested in doing things in a more green way. You'll meet lots of like-minded individuals there, vendors, companies, et cetera. Some really great speakers, including a couple people. I was looking at the roster of speakers, and I actually am friendly with a couple of people who will be speaking there, and I didn't know. So Dawn Keene, who's a friend of mine, who is a sustainability expert, she will be there. And Scott Sadler of Boardwalk Capital Management will be there, along with a lot of other great people from the city of Atlanta. And it's going to be a good thing. So check that out. The website for that is gbe2013.info. So Green Business Conference coming up. And then last but not least, I love when I get to talk about sports because I know nothing about sports. So just bear with me on this. But the College Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony will be coming up on August 28th. And that is when 24 of the greatest legends in college football history will see their legacies forever immortalized during the College Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony. And this is all because the new College Football Hall of Fame will be here in Atlanta, and it's opening in the fall. So this is sort of a little precursor to that. There's a list of players and coaches who will be honored at this event, and I know none of them. So I can't say all excited, oh, you know, Jeff Whitman from Ithaca College. Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. But anyway, there's a whole list of them, and if you're a college football fan, you will want to check that out. The information can be found about that event at cfbhall.com, cfbhall.com, and that again is August 28th. So check out those cool events happening around town. I also now would like to go right into one of our clips, because while we're talking about things happening around Atlanta, This week on the Results Matter radio show, which was hosted by Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, we had some folks from the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and Nancy Wright Watley, who is the Vice President of Entrepreneurial Development, was talking on the show kind of about some of the nuts and bolts of how the Chamber helps connect small businesses to Fortune 100 companies. And one of the things that she says that I thought was really noteworthy is that those big companies are actually open to sort of meeting the smaller companies and seeing how they can help or how they can work together and how everyone can benefit. So take a listen to this great clip.
I actually do the new member orientation every month. So if you join the Chamber and choose to attend the new member orientation, which is about, I don't know, we have somewhere between 25 and 40 new members that come to the new member orientation. So that's about how many I get to know right off the bat.
Right.
And then once they come, I try and get to know what their businesses are all about and try and figure out where they need to connect. Of course, we have lots of other councils at the Chamber. So we have Bioscience and Health IT. We have Technology and Mobility. We have our Global Commerce Council. We have Sustainability. We have Advanced Manufacturing and Supply Chain. So if you're in any of those businesses or you provide services to any of those businesses, then I'm going to try and help along with your account executive to kind of get you plugged in those areas as well.
Right. So you're trying to kind of segment them to the appropriate cluster.
Right. If they want to play, you know, in that world. And that's where in our cluster councils is where a lot of the Fortune 100 meet the small business people.
Right.
And that's kind of where they all come together. So, you know, like AT&T is really very focused on mobility. And so we've got a lot of mobility companies in Atlanta, a lot of small businesses that are creating custom apps and those types of things.
Right.
So we connect them together in those councils. And they're really focusing on the technology mobility arena. So again, they're more in the area of what does your company do?
Right.
And my job over here is to help them with being the better business owner. So they can play in both worlds.
And then, and you can probably facilitate an introduction that would take them months on their own and a million dead ends that you're like, oh, I know Mary. She's the AT&T person that you should know.
Absolutely. And, you know, interestingly enough, the people who participate from the Fortune 100 in those councils, they're very open. They're very amenable to meeting anybody and everybody.
I'm sure
they're people just like us.
And they want to stay in touch with what's happening, you know,
absolutely,
at the grassroots level. And that, what better way to get it right from the horse's mouth of some innovator that's doing great things.
Absolutely.
All right. Again, that was Nancy Wright Watley, Vice President of Entrepreneurial Development at the Metro Atlanta Chamber, talking with Lee Cantor. And that was on the Results Matter radio show, which you can hear every Tuesday on businessradiox.com. What I think was so interesting about that is, you know, when you're starting out, and it doesn't matter how old you are, but when you're trying something new, and you're not a superstar salesperson who has no fear. Most people have some fear about putting themselves out there and taking a chance and suggesting, you know, what they're trying to do to someone else, you know, and unlike me, who just does the shameless self plugs all over the place. But, you know, what's interesting is you have to remember that the people that are in the power to get, that have the power to give you what you want, whether it's a hiring manager or somebody who might buy your product or invest in your business or want to partner with you, even if they're the CEO of a huge company, they're still a human being and they have a sense of humor and they have kids and they have, you know, they're annoyed by the guy down at the gas station. I mean, they're regular people. And generally speaking, you know, they're open to hearing what you have to say, as long as you don't waste their time. If you come into the conversation prepared, you know who they are, you know what you're asking. You know, I think it's just really important to note that people are, in all positions, are still, generally speaking, people and are open. And also, I think it's really important to note that as you're going out into your professional life, again, whether you're somebody young just trying to get started or whether you're, you know, in your 50s and you're maybe shifting. I mean, nowadays, you just always have to be prepared for whatever's next. You can't ever settle and just think you have it, you're secure and it's all good, because you never know when the next layoff is coming or the economy downturn is coming and your business will need to change or whatever. But it's nice to know that organizations like the Metro Atlanta Chamber are out there and are not just a place to have a cocktail. You can actually really meet good business connections, and that there are people at those organizations who are invested in helping you do that. So it's kind of interesting stuff. All right, before we got a little bit of time before our first break, but I have to kind of catch you up on one of the stories from last week. Last week, and get ready, I'm just warning you, Mike, because shameless self-plugs will be forthcoming.
You mean they haven't already been?
Oh, no, there'll be more. more specific.
No need for the warning, then.
Good point. All right. So last week we talked about the fact that Cumulus Radio will probably be dropping Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. Well, there's been more news about this week. If you haven't been paying attention to the interwebs, Michael Savage now has come forth. I love talking about talk radio. It's sort of like, it's like looking in a mirror that's looking in a mirror, you know? But anyway, Michael Savage, outspoken as ever, has come forward. He hates Sean Hannity, apparently, and he has come forward and said, well, you know, his time is over, my time is here, and I predict by the end of the year, I will have Hannity's time slot, which I think is like the 3 to 6 in the afternoon time slot for Cumulus. And right now, Savage Nation, I think, is on 9 to midnight or something. Here comes the self-plug. So, Lou Dickey, if you happen to be listening and you're looking for a great radio show host to fill either Hannity's spot or the Savage Nation spot, if Michael Savage's predictions are true, I recommend Dana Barrett. Just saying.
Shameless.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, here's the thing. I believe that there is room in talk radio for stuff that is not quite so controversial and argumentative. I would say that you can actually still be interesting and entertaining without being nasty and rude and divisive. So, you know, that's my feeling. I feel like there's room to play in this field, and it doesn't have to just be a bunch of white men yelling about politics. Just my theory. So with that, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hit some more headlines, some more stories, and some more shameless self-plugs. We'll be right back.
American troops have come home from the war with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Donate today at giveuso.org. In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Join us for the third annual Celebrate Freedom 5 and 10K, brought to you by Marina's Athletics 8 Activewear, ChristianRunners.org, and Maranatha House Ministries. Saturday, August 31st at Jim R. Miller Park. Get all the details and sign up now at CelebrateFreedomRun.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids, you can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's almost like I have to wait for the exact right beat to start talking, you know? And that was it. Okay, so we're back. I'm Dana Barrett. This is the Business Radio X Week in Review. And you can give us a call here, 404-231-1190. Tweet your comments using hashtag BIZ Radio, hashtag Biz Radio. All right, let's do some headlines. This is the stuff you need to know when you gather around the proverbial water cooler tomorrow morning. First of all, Governor Nathan Deal will be leading a high-level delegation of state officials and business leaders to China and Japan later this month. That was just announced on Friday by the governor's office. The group will visit Shanghai, Qingdao, and Jinan in China before heading to Tokyo. And if I pronounce those cities wrong, please forgive me. The trip will be August 22nd to 30th, and it will be Deal's second trip to both countries since taking office in 2011. He will be joined on the trip by top leaders in state government involving business recruitment, workforce development, et cetera, and some business leaders as well will be going on this trip. Now, here's the interesting thing from my perspective about this. You know, if you just sort of somewhat pay attention, which is sort of how I live my life, somewhat paying attention to, there's so many things to pay attention to that it's hard to actually know where to focus. Because you never really know which thing is going to bubble up and be important. But, you know, you kind of have been hearing probably that, you know, the economy in China is in rapid growth. And, you know, everyone's sort of a little bit, I think, in America, we're always a little bit afraid of that. But here's one thing interesting to note about it. China is actually the second largest export destination for Georgia products. So we think of it as imports. You know, you see the little Made in China sticker on all kinds of stuff, right? And so that's what we think of. But the reality is a lot of businesses here in Georgia are actually exporting their products to China.
Georgia specifically?
Yes.
China?
Yeah. More than $3.6 billion in exports annually. So if you're not, if you have products, I think obviously this is a good place. They didn't have access to a lot of let's just say American products for a long time, and now they do. And so it's a good place to be expanding your business into, which is why we keep going there on these trade missions, because we want to help facilitate that. It's good for our businesses here in the state. So anyway, just worth noting. A little closer to home, Simon Malls, we talked about last week with the possibility of them having that Aloft hotel coming in right by Phipps Plaza. Well, there's more talk about Simon Malls this week in the news. They're sort of almost in a little neighborhood rivalry between them and this new Oliver McMillan group. They're not new, but they're new to Atlanta, and they're building that Buckhead, or, you know, what is it called? The Shops at Buckhead or whatever it's called, this new development here that's going to be more outside stuff, less mall, more outside. So so the two kind of companies, big development companies, are sort of in competition, which I think can only be good for Buckhead in terms of what lands here. And, you know, Buckhead is sort of a little bit of a showplace for the city of Atlanta in terms of bringing people in. You know, when people are coming from other cities to visit, they used to always go to Buckhead. And then since all the construction, not so much. But interestingly enough, also the business of malls has changed quite a bit. Now, you're not old enough to remember this, Mike Roy, but I remember when the first mall came to my town when I was a little girl. And it was really exciting. All these shops together in one place, and you can park your car and go in and not get snowed on or rained on, or, you know, and you could eat there too. And, it, you know, it was really a big deal. And now, you know, different kinds of shopping centers, live work communities, things like that have sort of become the new thing. And malls are fading away in a lot of places. Like Simon Malls used to own Gwinnett Place. They don't own that anymore because it wasn't a good investment anymore, whatever. However, Phipps and Lenox remain really strong malls. For Simon, they still make a lot of money, and they are investing a lot of money. I'm sure if you've driven by Lenox Mall recently, you've seen all the construction going on at the front. And when that's finished, they're actually going to do some renovations to Phipps as well. So they're not going to give up on those properties, and Buckhead will continue to be a buzz with retail and restaurants and all of that. Yeah, easy for me to say. All right, moving on, we'd like to talk about new jobs coming to Atlanta. So just for information purposes, the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia is adding 750 new jobs in Atlanta and Columbus, Georgia. So that's always a good thing. That's, you know, more money flowing into the economy. We like that. Now, here's my only question. I don't have Blue Cross Blue Shield. I have different health insurance. But health insurance is a pain in the buttocks. And I would just like to suggest that with all these new people coming to work for them, perhaps they could improve the systems a little bit, the paperwork, the confusion, the customer service. Again, I don't have Blue Cross Blue Shield, so maybe they are already doing things better than my company, but somehow I doubt it. Okay. Metro Atlanta growth is remaining steady. So we talk about the economy growing. We talk about the economy falling apart. We talk about the economy being somewhere, and we don't really know. But I will say this, there are hard numbers that basically say we are continuing to grow here in Atlanta in terms of, you know, people moving here at a steady pace. So that's a good thing for the city. Again, it means more money coming in, all of that. So, and Fulton County actually is still one of the biggest. Gwinnett was the county that was growing the fastest for a while, but actually Fulton has remained up there and is this year the highest growth. I like lists. You know, I like lists. So This week's list is about the top 50, quote unquote, and I'm saying that with like some big time air quotes in the studio here, the top 50, quote unquote, best places to live list. Now, this is coming from Money Magazine, and they have named three Georgia cities, and I really feel like I want to say cities with air quotes too, as the top, among the top 50, okay? But here's the thing. This year, they have focused more on small towns with populations between 10,000 and 50,000. And they're considering things like schools, median income, diversity, healthcare, traffic, housing affordability, taxes, job growth, etc. So the three Georgia cities, just in case you're now completely curious, are Suwanee, which came in at number 33, Evans, Georgia, which came in at number 43, and Peachtree City, which came in at number 48. And then they go on to list these other towns. Well, here's the problem I have, Money Magazine, with this list. Not everybody wants to live in a small town. So how does that help me? If I'm trying to make a decision, like, I don't think I want to live in Suwanee. No offense to Suwanee, because I'm sure it's great, if that's what you're looking for. But some people want to live, you know, in a more metropolitan area. So I don't know how I feel about that list. I think I don't like it. All right. I have one last headline I want to get to that's kind of got a little bit of a, that's local sort of, but has a little bit of a personal side for me, for me, because for those people that have been listening to my show, Good Morning Atlanta, over the course of the last year or so, you may have heard me say multiple times that I've had some health problems over the course of the last year, which is the case. And just to be more specific and more clear, earlier this year, I dealt with breast cancer. So I was very lucky. It was caught early, but I'm always sort of on the lookout for stories about cancer now. And UGA researchers have now developed a technology where they're using nanoparticles to beat cancer. It's a really cool technology, and it could and it's specifically aimed at breast cancer right now, although it could grow to other types of cancer moving forward. But it's basically what they're doing is teaching your immune system. Right now, what happens with your immune system when you have cancer is it doesn't recognize those cancer cells as like it would a virus. So it doesn't try to kill them. And it thinks they're healthy cells. And so they just continue to grow. So these nanoparticles essentially are able to train your immune system to recognize the cancer as something that needs to be killed, which is pretty cool. Yeah, very cool. And so it will really change the face. And it's not going to work on all kinds of cancers. It's only going to work on certain kinds of cancers. It's not going to be a blanket cure-all. But it is potentially going to really help with certain kinds of breast cancers. And it would be the treatment, you'd still have to have a biopsy and all of that, but the treatment would be more like an injection than a surgery, which is pretty cool. Now, I'm sure it'll be outrageously expensive, and it'll probably be years before it would be FDA approved and all that stuff. But it's cool to see that things like that are sort of happening and in the works. And it's extra cool that it's happening right here in our own state and at UGA. So I just thought I would share that. Yeah, pretty neat. All right. Moving on to a national story quickly before we take a break. You know, everybody thinks these days, Mike Roy, and I think you might think this too, that you could just make yourself a little video and become a YouTube sensation. What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Could you do it? Could you?
I don't know what I would do. I have a few ideas, but I don't know if anyone would want to see them.
See, but I think that's it. I think everybody sort of has this secret. You know, in the old days, like, we all knew we couldn't be a movie star. No, everybody couldn't be a movie star, right? We still know that. But now we have this avenue open to us where we can become a YouTube sensation with the right movie star in air quotes, right? With the right combination of like either something people want to know how to do or humor or something, you can get your video seen by millions of people and you can become world famous. Psy, for example. And whether you deserve it or not, right? Well, I wanted to just tell a story because there's this interesting woman on YouTube named Michelle Fan. She is a YouTube entrepreneur who became known for her makeup tutorials, garnered some crazy number of hits, and got up to the point where she was getting literally 40,000 views a week, and has since then started a skincare line and now has been picked up by L'Oreal Cosmetics. They're investing in her to do a new cosmetics line that's going to be all online and whatever. So it's like dreams can come true on YouTube. Now, of course, this is not going to happen for everyone, you know, but I just thought it was sort of cool to note that it does actually happen. And so when someone is suggesting to you that a good business model would be for you to go on YouTube and make a video, you know, it might be something worth considering. On that note, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with a couple more clips right after this.
Journal is Biz 1190.
The Wall Street Journal.
Biz 1190. Always right on the money.
Always. I can hear you now.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Where did you leave it? Wasn't it just right here a minute ago? That's okay. Kaiser Permanente will help you find your motivation to thrive. Just visit thrive.kp.org.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Pope Francis surprised reporters recently when he offered a casual question and answer session on his flight from Brazil back to Rome. The biggest headline came from his comment on homosexuals in the priesthood. His key sentence was this: if a person is gay and seeks the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge that person? The international press went into a frenzy. Headlines announced a revolution in Roman Catholic moral teaching. But a closer look reveals a far less revolutionary reality. Pope Francis did not change or modify one sentence of Catholic moral teaching. At Time magazine, Tim Padgett asserted rightly enough that the Pope's position comes down to this: the church may love the sinner, but it still hates the sin. Don't expect that to be good enough for the new moral regime. I'm Albert Moeller.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call nonprofit Trinity Debt Management today at 800-936-5348 or go to mydebthasmedown.com.
Visit townhall.com today.
Would you let other people order for you?
He'll have the small DNAs.
No, I won't. So why let others make decisions about your older years? Do you want your kids or perfect strangers choosing where you'll live or how your money gets spent?
No.
Go to longtermcare.gov and find your own path forward. It takes you step by step through everything you need to consider about aging and all your options. Longtermcare.gov. Plan now to stay in charge or pay later.
How about a mohawk?
Very funny.
Biz 1190. Weather.
A flash flood watch is in effect through this evening. Rather cloudy and humid this afternoon with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. We'll have a high of 73. Watch for locally heavy rainfall. Tonight, another shower or thunderstorm around with a low of 68. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow, but warmer with a high of 84. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm, but more sunshine as well on Tuesday. Tuesday's high, 85 degrees. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Ted Air for Biz 1190.
All right, welcome back to the Business Radio X Week in Review. I'm Dana Barrett, hanging out with you here on Sunday afternoon, and hanging out with me is Mike Roy.
Oh, yes.
Still hanging? Still here?
Still here.
You haven't abandoned me yet? I appreciate that.
Not yet. Maybe in a couple minutes I'll just go downstairs.
I know. You did threaten that earlier. I was a little bit worried. I haven't been around the studio
gotcha.
Long enough to know what, yeah. April Fool's. Before we get into me just ranting, which does tend to happen on this show, I have a couple of clips I want to share with you today that I think are really interesting. They're both from the same guy, and I just have two separate clips that I want to share. And they're from the Atlanta Business Radio show that aired on Thursday the 15th with Stone Payton and Lee Cantor hosting. And the guy talking is Dave McMullen. He is the CEO of Face Deals and a partner at Red Pepper, which is an advertising agency and invention lab with offices in both Atlanta and Nashville. And the first clip I have of him, he is talking about devoting 20% of their company's day, this is at Red Pepper, on innovation. And this is a philosophy that I have read about. You may have read about it too. Google does something similar. Daniel Pink talked about it in his book Drive. And Dave McMullen is going to talk about it here in this clip. So I want you to take a listen to this, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
And you guys have a lab, is that right?
Yeah, right. So, you know, this year, this is kind of new to this year, we took, if you have 40 people given 20% of their day to development and growth and, you know, building and planning something new, well, what happens if you took all those people and put it all at the same time? 20% of your day, you know.
That's a day a week.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Red Pepper Fridays.
That's right. So we, you know, we took everybody that had been giving 2 hours of their, you know, 10 or whatever, you know, some 20% of their day, and we smashed it all into one day on Friday, and we called it Red Pepper Lab. Mm-hmm. And so now we focus on things together. It's not just going on me going off and reading a book or learning to play
music. Or me making beer.
Me making beer. Right. Yeah, that's right. The world's first digital, real-world Rube Goldberg machine. But now we can say, okay, well, guys, what if we throw an idea in the middle on Friday afternoons and then we all attack it together? What can we accomplish with that? And so what began to spin out were various ideas. So ideas that we weren't waiting for a client. You know, that's the thing about being innovative. We can't wait for a client to come to us and say,
do this for us.
Yeah, can right. you go do a Pinterest campaign for us? Well, you know, we have to go learn it on their dime.
Right.
Right? So that's what we kind of use our 20% for. Go out there and learn the thing so when the time comes, we're the experts and we can make it happen. So on Fridays now, that's the kind of thing we do. We go out and we learn new technologies and we figure out a way to kind of make them work. And sometimes we spin companies and ideas out of that, right? So we had a bunch of coffee lovers and, you know, we're marketing, branding, social media experts, all these kinds of things, and we also are happen to be coffee lovers. In fact, we had a couple coffee experts in our group. Why not start a coffee company? So we did. Primary Coffee was born, right? And, you know, that kind of thing continually spins out. In fact, the latest thing that we've gotten a lot of press for is called Face Deals. It came out of that lab environment, right? How do we link these technologies we know how to do and create something really special?
All right. Again, that was Dave McMullen, who is CEO of Face Deals and a partner at Red Pepper on the Atlanta Business Radio Show on Business Radio X. You can go to atlantabusinessradio.businessradiox.com to hear that entire show because he's a really interesting guy, and there were a couple other guests on the show that were interesting as well. But why I like that clip and the reason I wanted to bring it to you all here on the Week in Review is because it brings up this concept, like I said, that you may have read about, I know I've read about, which is called 20% time. That's sort of what it's known as in the air quotes, industry. In the industry. Daniel Pink refers to it as FedEx days, which he did not make up, but he's quoting someone else who called it FedEx days. And the reason for that is because on a FedEx day, the whole point is that you absolutely positively must deliver something overnight. So in other words, you have 20% of your time. You have this one day to do a project that you want to do for your company, not one you were instructed to do. And you have to kind of have a deliverable at the end of the day. So that's why that's another kind of interpretation of 20% time. But if you haven't heard about this, let me just break it down. Basically, what these companies who are doing this, Google is the best known for doing this, and I'm not sure if they're the ones who actually started it or not, but basically what they're saying is you give your employees 20% of their time. Either you can do it an hour a day or you can do it a full day. I think an hour a day is not actually 20%, but stay with me. Most people are doing it, I think, as they are talking about in that clip, which is for a full day. And they say on that 20% time, you can do whatever you want. Innovate. So in other words, if you're working at a company and you think, let's say that and it's a technology company and you happen to have the skills around it and you think that the phone system that customer service is using is terrible and you want to spend your time reinventing that, you can do that, even though your main job might be writing software for something completely different. So essentially, you can do anything you want to do. I think I'm going to say within reason, and it probably depends on the company. And you can work with a team, you can do it by yourself, you can whatever works for you. But you can be creative, I think, is the point. And I think one of the really beautiful things about it is that it keeps people engaged and enjoying where they work, and it's a way for them to sort of show what they can do and get recognition and create something new. And in fact, some really cool things have been invented at companies during 20% time. For example, Post-it notes were invented at 3M during 20% time. Somebody just came up with the idea and they created Post-it notes, and they obviously made 3M a ton of money. So I believe also Gmail at Google was created during 20% time. So it's a really cool thing. Now, what concerns me a little bit about what Dave is saying, I mean, the fact is that Red Pepper's doing 20% time, which is great. I mean, if you're going to look for a job at a company, ask that question. Do you guys do 20% time? If they even know what you're talking about, you might be at a good company. And if they're doing it, that might be a really great company to go work for, because it's a really kind of innovative, cool way to be. But what Dave is saying is that they're sort of changing the 20% time around there. And instead of giving people their individual sort of power to go be creative on what they want to be creative on, they're bringing it back to sort of a group event and saying, okay, group, if we all focus on this creative thing together, what can we accomplish as a team? Well, I'm not so sure how I feel about that, because one of the things that's cool about 20% time is that you, Mike Roy, can do what's important to you, and I, Dana Barrett, can do what's important to me, and they might be two different things. And you might be, great at being in a team and being a joiner, and I might not. I don't love to be in team. It's funny, because obviously I'm outspoken, or I wouldn't be here on the radio, but when it comes to a team setting like that in a corporate environment, I tend to hang back and not really say anything. I don't enjoy team environments like that. And so that would sort of ruin 20% time for me. So I don't know how I feel about what he's doing. I think in a way, the fact that they're thinking outside the box and being creative is really, really great. On the other hand, I sort of almost feel like they took a really great idea and maybe are corporatizing it again a little bit more than it needs to be. So, I applaud them for trying something new and different. I think that's amazing. But I just wonder if everybody who's involved is gung-ho, or if there are a few people hanging back in the corners not saying a whole lot. I wonder what you all think, too, about that. I mean, if you're working in kind of a standard company, and I'm not picking on any company in particular, but let's say you're working in a big corporation like an AT&T or a 3M or a whatever that doesn't have something like that, do you feel like you could go make that suggestion to your boss? Hey, we should do 20% time. Or do you think your boss would look at you like you were nuts? Because I think in a lot of big corporations, people who haven't sort of read the books and aren't sort of focused on these newfangled ideas in and around business might look at you like, what are you, just trying to get an extra day off? Obviously that's not the point of it. I think it has real potential, but, and I'd like to see more and more companies do stuff like that, but we'll see. All right, before we take a break, I want to air the second clip with Dave talking, and then we'll talk about it after the break in more detail, because it's just a short little clip, but he's talking about what his company FaceDeals is, and I think it's kind of interesting. So take a listen.
FaceDeals is basically a tech startup, which is why I need to come talk to these guys later, that spun out of the Red Pepper Lab, right? And it took technologies that we already knew how to do, social mobile applications, consumer engagement, and on-premise marketing and that kind of thing, and then threw in this little extra component called facial recognition. And so now you could go into an establishment that has FaceDeals, and it knows you're there. It goes and looks at your social media profile and then serves up a customized deal for you right on the spot in 5 seconds. It's pretty cool.
All right, again, Dave McMullen of FaceDeals talking about what FaceDeals is on Atlanta Business Radio, which was on businessradiox.com last week. We're going to take a little break, but when we come back, I want to talk more about these types of apps. I mean, facial recognition in an app. Oy. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I'd tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids, you can trust these guys.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the summer clearance event at Cherokee Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. This month only at Cherokee, get up to $10,000 in total savings on the 2013 Ram 1500. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year. Cherokee in Canton.
Kaiser Permanente is adding new comprehensive medical centers that will offer expanded specialty and urgent care services. See what else is new at kp.org/Georgia.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few.
Take care, Grandma.
Okay, baby. Don't forget to let me know the second you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. And of course I do. I'm his grandma. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was a wound inside. Post-traumatic stress disorder. My T couldn't sleep. He was angry all the time. He felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about this group, Wounded Warrior Project. People helping warriors like T. So I figured who better to help my grandson than people who could understand what he'd been through. Now, I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again. So I figured they must be good people.
One out of every five warriors returned from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
All right, we are back. This is the Business Radio X Week in Review. I'm Dana Barrett. Sitting in with me today, Mike Roy. Woohoo! Yeah, we're having a good time here. And before the break, I played a little clip for you. Well, Mike actually played it, which featured Dave McMullen of... He's getting a lot of free advertising today because we're just talking all about Dave and his companies. But one of his companies is called Face Deals, and he talked a little bit about what it was. And let me just say, it scares the you-know-what out of me because, you know, this is the thing. And I've talked about this probably before on this show. I don't know. I want to always stay current. You know, as you get older, it's easy to kind of get stuck in a generation. Like, you might look down and find that you're still wearing your 1980s, you know, mom jeans or acid wash or whatever. You might find that, you know, it's easy to kind of think that what you're doing is what you should be doing and you don't need to change. You don't need to stay current. And this is true both from a fashion standpoint and from a technology standpoint. And you know, I talk about my mom, who is usually listening to the show, actually, but she's on the road today, so she couldn't listen. So I can take her name in vain today. But anyway, she's been really good about trying to stay up to date with technology. So she's, my mother. So she's got a few years on me. I won't say how old she is because she would really kill me for that if she heard. But, she has an iPhone 5 and an iPad, and, you know, she has a guy that comes and helps her understand technology. And when I see her, when we get together, sometimes she'll say, well, now how do I text a photo or whatever? Like, she really tries. And then you have my stepfather by comparison, who is, you know, a very savvy businessman. He still works, owns a big company, whatever. It barely will, like, he has a really old school cell phone and he doesn't even want to use that, you know? So I don't want to get stuck in a time frame with technology. However, putting that out there, as I believe in technology moving forward, I like when things, you know, I like seeing new innovations and new things that we can, that will make our lives better. I question some of this because, you know, when George Orwell wrote 1984, way, way back in the day when 1984 seemed like it was way in the future, we were all terrified of Big Brother. We didn't want to be spied on, and 1984 was all about cameras on, you know, everywhere, and everybody, the government, Big Brother, knowing what you're doing, right? Well, now, here we are in 2013, and we don't have to worry about Big Brother because we voluntarily, basically, for all intents and purposes, walk around naked in front of our neighbors. I mean, that is what we're doing with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and, you know, we just put it all out there. You know, we talk about our diet and we talk about our exercise and we have apps to talk about how many sit-ups we did and we have apps to talk about what we ate. And they all have this social component where we're just constantly putting out everything we do. It's funny because I tweeted something sort of racy the other day and I wasn't thinking about the fact that my daughter follows me on Twitter and she tweeted back, "Ew, Mom."
Whoops.
But it's the point is, you know, and so with this software that Dave McMullen was talking about, he's talking about an app that, and some of you might be saying, wow, that's really cool, where I can walk into an establishment and the establishment will somehow use this app, or I will hold it up to my, I don't know, but somehow it's going to use facial recognition to know that I've been in this retail store or this restaurant or this mall or wherever before, and it's going to customize special deals for me based on recognizing my face. And can I just say, that sounds like something right out of a Tom Cruise movie. And no. I do not need an app to recognize I want to, what, you know? No.
You have no words.
I have no words. And it's my job to talk. And can I just say, I don't want that. What if I just want to quietly slip into the CVS and buy something I don't want you to know about? You know, it's funny because a lot of this is already going on, minus the facial recognition piece. You know, when you shop at CVS, as an example, and they give you that, you know, 70-mile-long piece of paper receipt that you get, which is not very green, I might add. But they give you this huge, long receipt, and it has all these suggestions about for coupons that you might want to use next time you come in there. And they're all kind of things that you bought already or similar things that you might like since you bought, you know, like if I bought hair color, it's suggesting a different brand of hair color to me or whatever. That's already, like, too much for me. Like, get out of my business. I just wanted to, like, I didn't need everybody to know what over-the-counter medication I was buying, so please just get out of my business. Now you're going to, like, just see me as soon as I walk in the door, recognize my face, and offer me a deal? Ugh. Where will it end? That is my question. And so this is one of those technologies where I just wonder how far am I willing to go? And maybe this is a function of my age, that I'm just getting old and crotchety and I'm just unwilling to accept new technology. But there's a part of me that's just puzzled by why we need this, why we want this, why customers think it's good, why companies think it's good. And it gets me to another part of, you know, the soapbox is out, let's face it. And I'm climbing up on it, okay? Last week on the soapbox, I think it was last week or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I talked about my disdain, if you will, for surveys and rating every freaking product that you ever purchase. And this week, just to emphasize that, I get this email. I brought it with me. I printed it out. I'm wiggling the paper in front of the mic.
Not lying.
Brought it with me because I was so, I'm not going to say I was enraged, but I was so like, really? First of all, I'm going to talk about Amazon right now. And I'm because I believe in, my mother taught me that you should never say something nasty without saying something nice. So first I'm going to talk about something good that I think Amazon is doing. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but one of the things Amazon now offers, not on all of their products, but on some, is what they call frustration-free packaging. And I've actually ordered something in frustration-free packaging, and it is delightful. Anybody who's ever tried to open one of those plastic clamshells that you can't even use scissors to get into, you're like basically have out every knife in your kitchen and scissors, and you're like, right, and you're chewing on it, and you're breaking your teeth, and you absolutely cannot get into the packaging, will appreciate frustration-free packaging. Now, as somebody who stands on a soapbox all the time, one of the things that I always find frustrating as a consumer is that there's so many things that we just sort of feel like we have to put up with. And those plastic clamshells are one of them. We just sort of feel like, well, I guess I don't have a choice. I want to buy these headphones, or I want to buy this camera, or I want to buy whatever, and this is what it comes in, so I guess I have no choice. Well, Jeff Bezos, who, you know, runs Amazon, said, you know what, I don't like this. And he's in a position where he can actually make change. So he is making change. He is going out to the vendors that sell through Amazon and saying, hey, guys, let's do something that's better for the environment and better for the customer, and let's do this frustration-free packaging. So
thank you. She's just waiting for me to say it, because I will gladly go up on the soapbox with you with regards to that. Oh,
yeah. I mean, who hasn't been incredibly frustrated by that stuff, you know? And so kudos to Jeff for taking that on,
yes.
You know? And
thank you.
Thanks. You know, the environment appreciates you and consumers everywhere appreciate you for that. So thank you. Now, here's something they haven't gotten quite right. And this is where this email that I printed out comes in. So I get this email this week. So, Dana Barrett, how did this item meet your expectations? And there are three items on here that I recently purchased from Amazon, okay? And they want me to rate and review the following. Adidas Women's Super Light Climacool Low-Cut Socks, pack of three. Socks? Really? Do I need to rate and review gym socks? Filtrete Dust Reduction Filter. That's a filter for my air conditioner. Do I really need to rate that on Amazon? And last but not least, my cell phone case, the cover for my cell phone. Now, this is where I feel like a simple change in Amazon systems, like where they could just maybe mark the products that maybe they don't need to send me an email about rating and reviewing, would be good. Because all that email did was just fill up my inbox and annoy me.
It seems like that last one is the only thing that should be, might need to be reviewed.
The iPhone cover, maybe.
Yeah, because that's the other two are completely
ridiculous.
The third one?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not even going to say yes, but that's the most plausible one of the three that you might, just because it could break your phone. I don't know. But the other two, completely pointless.
Right. Socks?
Socks.
Like,
oh,
if you're buying gym socks, do you actually read reviews from other people about the gym socks?
No.
Exactly. So there's a point at which, and I said this last week on the show, but there's a point at which you're just annoying me. So choose your customer interactions wisely. Why must you annoy me like that? Please stop. That's the soapbox on
cease
that.
Cease and desist.
And then last but not least, before we wrap up for the day, the other thing that confuses me about you youngsters that I'm not quite ready to adopt and maybe never will is the selfie. What is with all you people taking pictures of yourselves? And why? And the fact that this trend is so popular that it has a name. Okay, Mike is getting out his camera to take a selfie right now. Just saying.
No, I'm not.
The fact that it actually has a name, a selfie, is like incredible to me. I mean, when I was raised, we were raised to be modest. We were raised to be, you know, not that we didn't want our picture taken, but we didn't just run around taking our own picture. It's weird. Selfies are weird. That's all I'm saying. I don't understand it. I wish we had time. We don't even have time now, but I wish we had time for someone to call in and explain to me the joy of a selfie, because I don't get it. Maybe we'll have people call in and talk about that next week, and we'll harp on something else like Twitter or I don't know. Anyway, that is the show.
Soapbox segment just doesn't last long enough.
I know. We need like a whole extra hour just for
the
soapbox.
That's a whole show for the soapbox.
We do. All right. Well, this has been the Business Radio X Week in Review. Lots of great programming for you to check out next week's on businessradiox.com. So be sure to check that all out. I will see you back here next week for the Week in Review. I'm Dana Barrett. Have a great Sunday.